Greetings, everyone. My name is William Porter. Welcome to this edition of Storytelling Time. This podcast is sponsored by Every.Black, Entrepreneurs Podcasting Network. Our foundation scripture today comes from Proverbs chapter 24 and verses 3 and 4. And it says, "Through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches." The Storytelling Time podcast this week is the fifth story taken from the fifth chapter of the book, Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People. The chapter title is Farmer's Market. The title of the podcast today is The House. We'll get on with our story in a minute. Last time I talked to you about my membership with the Right Professional Writers Group here in Raleigh, North Carolina. I mentioned that Lee Henrich, the president of the organization, is a good resource to take advantage of to facilitate the writing of your book. Some of the writing support services she provides are what Henrich calls the Right Way Package. These services include author coaching, accountability support, design and formatting, copy proofing, and general author resources. Additional help that Ms. Henrich provides include book launch support, website creation, social media setup, book endorsements, and marketing/media kits. One of the author services that's provided is a ready-to-go package, among several other packages offered. Henrich says about this and other packages that are available, and I quote, "We love reading, having a passion for books, whether printed, digital, or audio, and want more of them in the world. So we're here to help you get your book born. No matter what Right package you choose, you always get expert writing, publishing, and promotional strategies." End of quote. As you can see, there are a variety of resources you can use to help you in your writing. So regardless of what you might need to start and complete your book, chances are Ms. Henrich can get you what you need, or at least point you in the right direction. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back with our story. Welcome back. The biggest blessing for the Hargroves came in the acquisition of the family's new house, from all places, Craigslist. Jerry had purchased products through Craigslist before, but they were small items that he usually could take home in his vehicle. This time, the request was for something larger, much larger, a whole house with lots of yard space and the amenities that being in a neighborhood would bring. Well, how did Jerry get this house? We know from previous shows that he expected blessings because he followed his new pastor's lead in better money management of his finances and through tithing. Now, his blessings would be manifested in a huge way. One evening, he used Craigslist and made a call that would eventually change the life of his family for the better. Jerry spoke to someone by phone about what he wanted to buy. The name that came up on the Craigslist sales directory was Jesse. Jerry got Jesse's phone number and gave him a call. After a few call attempts with no success, Jerry finally was able to reach Jesse, and they talked and introduced themselves. Jerry soon expressed what he wanted, and Jesse then asked him if he would consider purchasing an older house that he owned. Jesse suggested a proposal that would require Jerry to come to his home to get more details about the offer. After this initial contact, a short time later, Jerry called Jesse again to set up an appointment to come to Jesse's home to talk about the property he was willing to sell. Jerry had mentioned to Karma earlier about the prospect of getting a new house with a sizable lot from a man whom he had called on Craigslist. That would be Jesse. On the day that Jerry set up an appointment to meet him, Karma had taken the kids to a friend's house where they would stay until late that night. After taking the kids to the friend's house, very early in the morning on that day, Karma returned to their apartment and made Jerry and herself a nice breakfast. After eating, they made preparation to meet the man from Craigslist, Jesse, on the other side of town to discuss the prospects of purchasing a house he had to sell. But a short time after breakfast, it started to rain. As they just sat there after having breakfast, Jerry said, "Oh, Karma, it looks like it's going to be a rainy day." "Yeah, Jerry, maybe we should wait until another day to see this man's house," Karma replied. Then Jerry responded to that idea. "No, Karma, I have a strong feeling that we should go today. Besides, maybe all this rain will slack up a little later." After a few more minutes, it didn't slack up, but rather it seemed to be coming down harder than ever. As they continued to sit there after having breakfast, Karma said to Jerry, "It's pretty bad out there now, Jerry. You still think we should go?" Then he answered, "We still can go, but maybe we need to stay in the house for a while until this rain lets up a little. I have to admit, it's just raining too hard out there to go now." So that's what they did. Now, being fully satisfied from breakfast, they moved to the living room and sat on the couch and just listened to the falling rain. The constant clatter of rain and rolling thunder in the distance reminded him growing up in his grandparents' house. Whenever there was even a hint of thunder, his grandmother, Geraldine, would order everyone to be totally quiet and let the Lord do his work. So that's what they did, Geraldine, Jerry, and Mason. They just continued to sit there for what seemed to be hours, when actually it was less than 20 minutes before the rain had abated. It had been a typical mid-afternoon, late summer shower that often comes in these parts. Showers like these sometimes develop into more violent weather later in the day, but this time, it did not happen. For now, while the rain continued to fall, it had now become only a drizzle after a few minutes. Being encouraged that the rain had let up, Jerry was intent on keeping his commitment to see Jesse about the house. So a short time later on this rainy Saturday afternoon, after doing a few more chores around the apartment, off they went to Jesse's house to take a look at the property. Jerry estimated that it would be about a 30-minute drive. Jerry and Karma left their apartment, got into their SUV, and drove off, going towards Jesse's house. But it had started to rain harder once again. Instead of a 30-minute drive, as Jerry had anticipated, it turned into an hour's trip. But Jerry was determined. As Jerry drove along, Karma continued to encourage him. "Be careful, Jerry. We have plenty of time." When Jerry and Karma finally arrived at Jesse's home, they found that it was in a very attractive part of town with large houses and big lots, something that Jerry had dreamed about when he lived at his grandparents' house on the other side of town in Sanford. Fortunately, by the time they had arrived, the rain had stopped, which prompted Jerry to say, "Thank goodness it's not raining any longer, Karma." Then, after parking the SUV, he and Karma began walking towards the front door. As they walked, the smell of tulips was intoxicating, and the freshness of an afternoon shower, even a storm no less, provided such a tranquility that it only boosted Jerry's confidence of what was about to happen. Even the chirping of birds gave Karma the faith that something good was about to take place. She said to him, "You know, Jerry, you're right. It's so much better not having to deal with all that rain, and especially with the thunder. It would have been downright dangerous out there with the prospects of being struck by lightning. And how about those birds chirping? I think God is telling us to be confident that we can make the deal with this man." Jerry replied, "Yeah, Karma, it's real nice out here right now. And yeah, I'm getting more confident as we get closer to that front door." Well, finally, Jerry and Karma had reached the front door, and that's when Jerry rang the doorbell. Before too long, Jesse opened the door and welcomed them. Jesse said, "The Hargroves, I presume." "Yes, I'm Jerry, and this is my wife, Karma," they responded. "And by the way, can you call us by our first names?" After that introduction, Jesse invited them into his home and closed the door. After continuing to become more acquainted, Jesse began talking to Jerry about the house that was up for sale. Jesse described the property more in detail. Then he said to them, "Okay, Jerry, you and Karma get in your SUV and follow me." They traveled a short distance, about 2 blocks from where he lived, to take a look at maybe, just maybe, the house that they had always dreamed about. When they arrived at the house, both Jerry and Karma were amazed at its size as well as the huge property on which it was located. Jesse had described it as a 5-bedroom structure situated on over 10 acres of land. Jerry wondered how in the world could he maintain a property of this size or possibly pay for a house like this. He finally said to himself, "Boy, I'm sure it's out of my price range." Going from an apartment to a large house on a 10-acre piece of land was a daunting prospect for both Jerry and Karma. They soon began to talk about price, and that's when things got very interesting. Jesse explained to Jerry that he had just gone through a divorce and was in the process of relocating, so he wanted to move as soon as possible. It became obvious to Jerry that Jesse was eager to sell the property and the house that was on it. Jesse offered a price for the house that was half the original value. He said that he would initiate the financing and indicated to Jerry that he would accept the down payment of any amount and that Jerry could make payments of $500 per month. Because of a diligent savings plan aimed at eventually purchasing a house, Jerry was prepared to make a down payment and also was able to make the monthly payments that Jesse had stipulated. Needless to say, Jerry was pleasantly surprised. The real thrill of the afternoon was that Jesse had several chicken coops on the property and a large pig pen that he wanted to include in the transaction. This is icing on the cake, Jerry thought, because he had always wanted to manage a farm of his own with a vegetable garden and animals to care for. With the property that was being offered, he certainly could do that. What a blessing, Jerry thought as the discussion continued. Forgetting that the faith he had embraced did not call for superstitious gestures to get the things that he desired, he crossed his fingers for good luck. Jerry remembered Pastor Henny once quoted a scripture that said, "My God shall supply all your needs. Beyond that, you can have what you desire if you express and believe you have received it." Jerry certainly used this bit of inspiration that was held captive in his mind as he strongly desired what was being presented to him. Jerry asked Jesse how he was able to manage the spacious property surrounding the house and especially the chicken coops and the other animals that were in the backyard. Jesse chuckled and said, "I hired someone to manage this large place for me." Then Jesse returned the question that Jerry had asked him. "Now, Jerry, let me ask you, how are you going to take care of all these animals here?" Jerry said back to him, "Well, I really don't know, but I'll figure it out." Yes, Jerry didn't even have an immediate plan, but he was willing to learn. He just knew that he wanted the challenge of caring for the animals and everything else that was being offered. As the reality of the impending purchase set in, Jerry thought more seriously about it and second-guessed himself by thinking, "I wonder how I will handle all this." Then it hit him. He said softly, "Wait a minute. I can develop a farm like my granddad." Yes, Jerry had his answer. He realized that, with very little formal training, his grandfather managed a very successful farm operation with very little help. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. After thinking about it a short while, Jerry quickly said yes to Jesse's offer, knowing that Karma would agree with the purchase because they had talked about it earlier. Just to confirm, Jesse asked Jerry again if he wanted all of the animals that were on the farm. At first, Jerry did not know what to say. He just knew that he, Karma, and the kids must take advantage of this offer, realizing that it also was a huge responsibility. After a brief discussion on some technical issues, Jerry had become confident in his answer and agreed to the final offer, which included the house, the surrounding property, as well as a washer, dryer, and other appliances in the house. And yes, it also included the animals. In his mind, he agreed to take on that responsibility. 2 days later, Adida Trust was signed over to Jerry for sole control of everything that was offered. It took only a swipe of a credit card, and Jerry was a new home and landowner. Over the next few days, Jesse used a local bank to finalize the sale of his property to Jerry. Jerry's next challenge was to figure out how to account for all the animals that were on the property and research how he could care for and raise them for profit and have a growing business. "Man, how am I going to take care of all these animals?" he asked Karma to repeat what he had thought earlier. Then Karma gave him a terse reply in jest. "The same way you cared for those kids all those years, Bozo. Do you remember you referred to them as animals at one time? You do remember that, don't you? Especially that Mike with the way he eats. You would say that a lot of times." Not being able to deny that he said it, Jerry just smiled and accepted the challenge that was placed before him, to manage a huge piece of property in what would become a farm and all those animals. It was a new era for Jerry, his wife, and the kids, but he was up to the task and was eager to see how his newly adjusted Christian principles could be applied to his new status as a business owner. Within about a month of his first meeting with Jesse, Jerry and his family had uprooted themselves from their apartment and safely relocated into their new home. It would take several months for Jerry to prepare the 10 acres he had acquired for practical use. During that time, Karma became an expert interior designer as she replaced the drapes and carpet, as well as doing a minor remake of the kitchen area. The kids enjoyed the added space too and loved to roam around the different areas inside the house. It was all that Karma could do to keep up with them and avoid having them damage the house or, worse than that, hurt themselves. "But oh well, kids will be kids," she would say. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back to close the show. Welcome back. Jerry and his family were now proud homeowners. He and Karma often thanked God for his blessings, not only for the house and property, but also for their new pastor, Pastor Henny. To them, the real blessing was not the material manifestation of the house that they had always desired, but a new mindset about finances that focused on giving to the church a portion of their finances through the tithing of their income, as well as putting into practice ethical principles, principles that God required of them through effective money management strategies. Our next show will review some of the strategies Jerry and his family applied to their new life as homeowners, as well as the owners of a new farming enterprise. Yes, with this new house, he was able to follow in the footsteps of his grandfather as a farmer. Well, that's all for today. Remember, whatever you may be going through, just keep in mind that there's always more good things coming your way. We'll see you the next time.